Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. Today we have in our studio TJ again, and he will bring us some interesting stories about philosophy. Hi TJ!
Hi, nice to be back.
So TJ, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about lies.Have you ever lied to anyone, Lulu?
Of course I have. Hasn't everyone lied?
I've never lied in my life. I've never lied to anyone.
I just don't believe you. I think that is the biggest lie in the world, to say that I have never lied to anyone.
I'm very pure of heart. I'm a very honest person.
就很纯洁哈。But I don't believe you anyway, TJ, because I know you. Anyhow, so is this what we're going to talk about today?Lies.
Right. Lies are very interesting. When studies have been done about this, there was a very large study in the Reader's Digest where they found that 93% of people recorded dishonesty at work or school or in business, and 96% of people said they lie to people they care about, their family and their friends.So that's a lot of lying, especially when we consider, we normally think of lying as bad. We tell children, don't lie, don't kill people, don't steal.
Well, we won't steal or kill people, but we lie ourselves, despite the fact
that
we tell our children, our students, do not lie.
So there's a contradiction.
Yeah. So let's get back to the very beginning of this topic. What is the definition of lie or lies?
Well, you know philosophers like to argue about things a lot, but let's just keep it straightforward for this and say lying has two parts. Number one, it's intentional. You do it on purpose. And the second part is that you want to misrepresent something. So you have a belief in your head about the way the world is and you tell somebody something else on purpose.
所以一个要素是要是你故意的就不是无意而是故意的 intentional. 第二个是要misinterpretation, so it's not the truth. By the way, you know that in court, you watch courtroom drama, 这个法庭剧的时候, you hear they take an oath and they say, I will speak the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So my question is, if I have only told part of the truth and left something out, would that be considered a lie? Because technically, I did not lie.I did not give you any false information.
Right, this is what we call a lie of omission, where you omit something, you don't say something you should have said. So you're still misrepresenting what happened, you're still not giving people a clear picture of exactly what the relevant information is.
So that is still a lie. Pretty high standard. No wonder so many people have lied. By the way, is that a human-specific behavior?Are humans the only animals that lie?
No, animals can lie too. There's been cases of apes, like gorillas, that lie when they do something that they know is bad. Somebody asks them, did you do that? And then they will point at somebody else and say, no, this person did it.
所以大猩猩也会撒谎，还不光是人类的一个行为。
But I'm sure today we're not talking about are we lying or not, because like you said...Most of us lie. You said you don't lie, but I don't believe you. I think you still do. Exactly what are we going to focus on today?
Well, we're going to talk about the ethics of lies. Should we lie and when should we lie and how should we lie? If at all, some people would say don't lie. And some people think it's not a big problem at all.
I'm sure there are different schools of thoughts, different perspectives.In the field of philosophy, different philosophers have very different attitudes towards lying. Should we lie? Should we not?
Right. We're going to start with Kant, and he has a very strong opinion that lying is against the law of reason. If you think about it, then you would realize that we should just never, ever lie. When you lie to somebody...You take away their rationality because they don't have the ability to...
Make an informed decision.
Right. And you take away their dignity when you lie to them, that it's something, it's a kind of abuse, right? When you conceal something from somebody.
I'm a bit curious. You said it's against the law of reason. 就是是违反这种理性的。So it's not about whether it's the right thing to do, whether it's ethical or not. But it's more about logic. It's more about rationality.
Right. So Kant is completely rational. He thinks that we can make rules. If we think about things logically, we can make rules. And he thinks if everybody lies...when it's convenient for them, then the whole idea of talking to each other and communicating just breaks down.
I see.
That we do damage to ourselves and we do damage to the community. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical to lie.
所以康德是说绝对不要撒谎的。So no exceptions whatsoever, even in really specific situations where lying is actually good.
The axe murderer example is a good...case of how far Kant will go not to lie.
What is that?
The example is hiding in your house. Let's say you hide in my house because Brad wants to kill you. He wants to come and attack you with an axe. Brad comes to my house and he says, is Lulu hiding in your bedroom? And I say, yes.
Why would you give me out like that?
She's upstairs, second door on the left. Well, that's what Kant says. He says that it's law. Just like 1 + 1 = 2. It doesn't matter if it's convenient or if you're on the moon or under the sea. Whatever the circumstances, the rules are always the same for Kant. And he says that he would tell the truth because that's what you should do in that situation.
So completely rational. No emotions whatsoever. Sounds a bit cold.
Right. Many people think Kant is a bit robotic.
Yeah, very cold. But what are some of the other perspectives?
So another perspective is the consequentialist perspective.
Consequentialist. 这个叫结果论。It's all about what happens as a result.
And they would say...Don't think about the rules and don't think about it. You can use logic, but we use this to think about what will happen in the future. And usually they're talking about happiness.
Okay.
So we can lie as long as the results are much better than lying. And we also have to think about whether we would be exposed or not, of course, because if you lie and then someone finds out that you've lied, that can be not so great as well.
The consequence wouldn't be so good.Actually, that sounds like a very pragmatic
or even utilitarian attitude.
功利主义的这样的一个态度。For instance, people who cheat on their partners, a lot of them, they cheat not because they want to hurt their partners. It's because they believe they're not going to get caught. And there are some people even saying things like, it's not cheating if you don't get caught. Is that sort of like...They're looking for the thrill of cheating whilst they think they won't get caught, so there won't be any bad consequences.
These people sound a little bit short-sighted to me. Because, I mean, every criminal in prison, they all think that they won't get caught. People like Harvey Weinstein, they all think, they all think they'll get away with it until they don't, you know.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG3。 我们在酒馆等你。